Welcome to the Dirt Life Show with your host, George Hamill.
We're going to have an awesome show for you guys tonight. I'm your host, George Hamill, and we're going to start talking about some awesome giving back. Baja is one of the favorite places that we like to go ride down in Mexico. And the Matlocks have been down there for a long time, Chris and Wayne, now their children, Wyatt and Clayton, and they're bringing a whole bunch of people along with them too. So it's going to be cool because we're going to talk a whole bunch about them giving back to Baja. I think they had a ride down to San Quintin, and there was, I don't know, let's just say 30, 40 people on this ride. All kinds of supporters, sponsors, really, really cool stuff that the Matlocks are doing down there to give back. And so we're going to talk with some fantastic guests, James over at X Travel, Nestor of X Travel as well, Cadence Cowan, her father David Cowan. Let's see here, the Go Fast Girls, all of them, Patty and Chris Blaze, whole bunch of people. So before we get started, you can see we're here at IMG Motorsports. We got the KMC Rhinos. We're going to call them regular Rhino. Regular Rhinos, KMC, Polaris back here. Got some badass wheels on that thing too, some forged ones. If you guys need any oil kits, please change your oil, just like my hat says for Motul. Kristen and Wayne are also sponsored by Motul, but you can get an Evo Power Sports oil change kit for your rig. That one's for a Polaris right there. So, yeah, let's get Kristen and the boys and probably Wayne on real quick here. We'll start talking about Baja. Really excited to talk about this, man. So cool to see. Giving cool supplies to kids. Bunch of rad stuff. So, hi, guys. Welcome, Kristen, Wayne, Wyatt, and Clayton. How are you guys doing?
Good.
How are you? I'm doing pretty good, man. I just actually had some face surgery. I don't know if you can tell, but it's kind of swollen. It's a little bit puffy over here, but we're good to go, man. We got 3 plates and 13 screws taken out of there last week. Say that again, Wayne.
I said, I thought you were just getting some injections done or something like that.
Yeah, we're doing the lip fillers, right? How does it look? Good?
Lip filler. It's the new thing.
Man, so I wanted to talk with you guys again this year. We talked a little bit about it last year on the show, but you guys have been down to Baja for so many years. Baja has treated you guys really well, not just with race wins, but with hospitality. You guys go down there and spend vacations down there. Now the boys get to go down there, and you have the opportunity to give back. And you have a ride called the San Quintin ride that you did in 2022 this year, just about a week ago, and we're able to give back with a lot of people involved. That's super cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. This ride is something that, you know, Chris and I have been doing for,
since I met you.
Yeah, since she met me. So I started doing it with my parents. My parents started doing the ride 30 years ago.
Yep.
So we've been doing it that long. And then the last 4 years, you know, it's always been friends and family and a bunch of people going down. The last 4 years, we decided, you know what, instead of us just going down there and having a good time, why don't we do something trying to give back to the people of Baja, trying to give back to the community down there. And that's when we researched, you know, trying to find what orphanage we wanted to deal with and work with. And that's when we found the orphanage, or Kristen found the orphanage. And we cheated that with the help of Daniel Felix, our mechanic at the time, you know, trying to talk to different people down there. And it's been so much fun being involved with that. It's been a blessing.
Yeah, it really is. Like, and to be able to have the ability to do that, or the wherewithal to do that, is what impresses me the most. I mean, I've told you guys in this and in other shows, you know, racers are genuinely selfish because they want to go out there and win, right? That's just the personality you have to have when you're a racer. But when you're off the track and you don't have your helmets on and you guys put together something like this, it does a lot, right? It does 2 things, in my opinion. It obviously gives back to all the people of Mexico, but now you're being able to set up a good role model capacity for the boys too. So Wyatt and Clayton, what did you guys think about it?
We thought that was awesome and really fun to see all the smiling kids' faces, and for them to be able to get all the backpacks and stuff that we gave them was super.
Did you get to help hand out gifts, Wyatt and Clayton?
Yeah, we got to help give them gifts, and unload the cars, reload them, and it was just a ton of fun.
So you got to actually, the kids got to go on rides with in the Razors?
Yeah.
Holy cow, really?
They looked like they're having a blast.
Yeah, could you imagine the first time they've ever been in a Razor?
Yeah, it was a ton of fun seeing that. I think we gave every kid probably 3 rides and a razor, 60 some odd kids.
Oh, and my gosh, that dude. Can you imagine, like, all of us here have been in a razor.
Yeah, at first every kid's supposed to go one time, and then I was loading them in cars. I chose not to drive and just help load. And then I'm loading, you know, same kid in a different car, like, wait a minute, you know. There's 3 times, and it was just got to be fun. Like, how can you tell them no? You know, you're there. That's what we're there to do. So as long as there was kids there willing to go for a ride, we had someone wanting to take them. We had 63 people we took down on this ride. So we had 30 UTVs.
Yeah, okay, so that's the number I said. I thought there was 30 people, but 63 people. We had a couple comments come in. Kyle Litton, he said, that's so rad that you guys were able to do that. Let's see here. Maxi Race Team said, ask her about the Mexican 1000. They both crushed it, and Kristen won the last day overall. Huge accomplishment. I came in second to last. At least I finished. Mad respect for these two. Yeah, and you know what? You guys get mad respect for all the stuff that you guys have as racing accolades, but to be honest, like, this stuff means a lot to the community.
Yeah, it's, you know, I know Kristen feels the same way. Like, we're really blessed to be able to race and do this stuff, but it also enables us to do this other stuff that we get to go do, you know, stuff for the orphanage, stuff down in Baja, for these opportunities to do this stuff. And it's something that we try to inspire kids and people to come down there with us. They see that too. You know, it's getting other racers involved with it. Our sponsors, you know, Kristen spent weeks and weeks talking to different sponsors, trying to get, whether it was product for the kids, like just little goodies, or like a lot of the sponsors just bought stuff on Amazon and had it shipped to us, like towels, school supplies, stuff that the kids needed down there.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is or how it looks, right? They need all that stuff. What kind of stuff did you guys give, Kristen?
What's that?
What kind of stuff did you guys give?
Like he was saying, they had a list, actually, the orphanage did. So we just made sure that we fulfilled that list. But that consisted of towels and shampoo, you know, just basic needs that they have, school supplies. Their special requests, like we provided them last year, was backpacks. So we reached out to all of our sponsors, and we had Yokohama step up to the plate on that one. And they went ahead and embroidered our logo and theirs on each backpack. So that was pretty special. Just made it even cooler for them to have. And, you know, just
fun stuff too. Like, yeah, Kristen, Kristen reached out to, well, now I'm drawing a blank. Heatwave.
Yeah.
And Heatwave sent cases of kids' sunglasses.
No way.
Yeah, so all the kids got dialed in with Heatwave sunglasses.
Yeah.
You know, it was just stuff like that, stuff that they normally don't get to do.
Yeah.
That's so cool, man. And yeah, and like talking about first world problems, the other day, our water got turned off at our house, right? And I didn't realize. I was like, holy cow, we have it so good, right? And then to think about like what people don't have and how they have to go through, just like getting school supplies. How easy is it for us to give school supplies like what you guys did, and how meaningful it is for them? Like, that to me is beyond any race win ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where Chris and I have talked about it. I'm not sure who has bigger smiles when this is going on, the kids or the people that we bring down there that get to see the stuff and take the kids for the rides. It's like, it's good
especially
for your soul. Yeah, especially for the first time people. And there's people, the reason they come on the ride, they're like, yeah, the ride's cool, but we can ride anytime. We want to go to the orphanage. It just makes it so much more fun and fulfilling.
Well, give us a little bit of background on it. You've already told me about it in the previous episodes, but give us a little bit of background on the ride, how people can get involved, if they can't get down there, how they can sponsor, just the whole like enchilada, so we can understand a little bit more about it.
So our ride has become pretty much a 5-day event. We go down on a Thursday afternoon, but people can show up anytime as long as they're there by Thursday to spend the night, because we get started fairly early on Friday morning. It's just a time to get together. We passed out all the attendee goodie bags that afternoon, evening at Estero Beach Resort. And then Friday morning, we get up and have the Big Burro burritos for breakfast. And pack the trailers up, and all the orphanage supplies go on all the trailers. And and everyone's bags, and then we head south towards San Quintin. It's 100 and I think we decided 68 miles.
Yeah.
Is what the final mileage count was on Friday when we made it.
Depending on the route.
Yeah. I mean, I did a few donuts along the way, so
that added a little bit. That's a pretty good ride, though.
What's that?
That's a pretty good ride, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, trying to herd 30 cars 168 miles down through Baja with no GPS file, no course mark, no markers. It's just the old-fashioned stop, wait for the guy behind you, then go, you know, routine that we do. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of little special places. We have Juan that from Acambaro down there. Him and his family make tacos on the beach.
Oh, dude, I saw that. I was so – well, I was jealous, but I was happy at the same time because it looked like you guys were having so much fun down there.
The best part about his tacos, not only being on the beach and their homemade tacos right there, but he makes this pineapple habanero salsa.
Oh,
good.
So good. He gives us a little bit to take with us.
Yeah. Then the one guy on the beach had fresh clams. He was on the beach getting clams. So he came right up, and then Juan started making the clams for us. Everyone was having a blast there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so cool. Hey, so let's ask the boys. So Wyatt and Clayton, what was your favorite part about the tacos on the beach?
Probably the beef tacos, because he had like special sauce on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this year was kind of special for us too. This is Wyatt, it was his first time driving his own car. So he drove all 400 miles of the ride in his RS1 at 12 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it, dude?
It was tough and fun at the same time. Because it was so
Yeah, I was going to say, because to drive all those miles, man, you have to really be looking out for your car so you don't mess it up.
Yeah, you do.
He did great.
Yeah, I think Mom and Dad were more worried than he was.
Mom was definitely more worried. Yeah. My first time down to Baja was 12 years old on a dirt bike and rode from Tecate to Mike's. So for me, him being 12 years old and now we're into the cars, it's like, he's got it. He's in a cage. We've got radio communication. And he stayed right behind me. He was second the whole ride. He wasn't holding anybody
up. That is so cool. What about you, Clayton?
It was just fun to see the view and have fun with everybody and just hang out on the beach and just a blast.
He was my co-driver.
Yeah, so you got to co-drive with Dad?
Yeah.
He wanted to
co-drive. Right on. Does that?
I was behind Wyatt, so he didn't want to eat dust.
Yeah, he said he wanted to be in first.
Hey, spoken like a true racer, right? I wonder who he gets it from.
Yeah.
So we're going to let the X-Travel guys jump on here with us a little bit. I don't know if it's just James or if it's James and Nestor, but they were able to get down there and go on the ride with you guys too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they had a great time.
Oh. James, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Hey.
Doing great.
Man, so was this your first time getting to be able to go down on the San Quintin ride with them and help out all the kids in the orphanage?
Yeah. Yep. This was my first time and it was life-changing. I'm so appreciative that we were able to be on the trip and, you know, from getting to know everyone in the group and, you know, the beautiful Baja scenery and all the secret spots the Matlocks take us and the food and everything. It's just, it's phenomenal. The whole experience. And
oh, we got secret spots.
Oh yeah. Secret sea caves. And oh,
not supposed to tell everybody about the secret spots, but that's cool. Cause it's a good situation to be following these guys. Cause these guys know Baja like the back of their hands and now they're showing the kids and, man, it's just neat to see all that stuff. So James, what was the expectation level going down there?
You know, I've been to Baja a bunch, so I had the expectation of just the Baja adventure and you know all the that goes along with it and you know all the hidden treasures that are along the way. But I think the Matlocks really have a well-oiled machine as far as, you know, the stops and where to get gas and no one's running out of gas. And so I was super impressed at, you know, the amount of work that they both put into making it a really enjoyable experience for everybody. So everyone has radios, everyone, you know, is talking to each other. You know, the number one rule is wait for, you know, the driver behind you and you know, then you can continue on the route, cause there's tons of turns and a lot of, confusing stuff, but,
kind of like what Wayne was saying, they do it old school. Like, I like that vibe because it's a family vibe. It's an old school off-roading vibe. It's a, you know, like everything about it really relates to Mexico, right? Like, and you're giving back, like all of it is just one big, I don't know, circle of goodness. What's up, Nestor? How are you?
How's it going?
Good to see you, man. Did you have a good time down there on the ride?
It was amazing. There's, I mean, just the atmosphere and the, I mean, helping out the kids was so overwhelming to me and to my kids. We just didn't know what we were in for when we did that lineup and we all kind of drove in and all the kids were going crazy and just cheering. And that was, it actually was a little emotional for me. It was because I just haven't been there in so long. I haven't been to Baja over 20 years. And to get to do that was just amazing. And then also, you know, getting the pre-run and lucky enough to have Kevin Adler let me use his car to go out there and just pre-run and have fun and just, you know, go through Baja and get a little dirty, get a lot dirty actually, cause I was kind of in the back, but following everybody around, but it was a blast. I mean, just seeing everybody and seeing all their faces and it was like super mellow. Everybody was, you know, not, there was no like what the heck's going on. It was like so well planned. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Like the way it was down to the minute, like we're going to sit here for about 50 minutes and then we're going to go to the next spot for, you know, 45 minutes. Like it was very cool. Cause you're not like guessing about like, what are we going to do now? What's happening? And Wayne just, you know, he really had good control of, you know, herding all these cats.
Yeah, that's what a couple of people had said in the comments. So you didn't get the luxury that Wayne and Clayton had of just being clean all day because they were out front?
I was probably the dirtiest car there. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, man, that means you had more fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a blast.
One of the coolest things that we had was we got to have lunch with the kids, and it was just me and Nestor sat across from each other and talked to these kids and they set the groups up where they have a couple adults that they try to make a family, you know, type of environment. And we sat there and talked with the kids and it was and shared a meal with them. And, you know, me and Nestor just talked afterwards, like, I almost get tears in my eyes now just thinking about, you know, their smiling faces and what that day meant to the kids. And it really gives us some perspective with how busy everyone is and everything that's going on. You know, it's that simple and really just touching moment that we got to have. So it was really cool.
Yeah,
that was definitely a highlight.
I got to have my son give somebody a ride, too.
I'm sorry, Nestor, go ahead.
I just got to have my son actually give one of the kids a ride, which was cool because, you know, he's just out there helping the kids. And then to see the reaction on the little girl's face when he's kind of driving them around, it was like he saw, like, the difference of where he's like, oh, yeah, my dad does this stuff and it's cool, whatever. But then seeing, like, where it's, like, kind of a dream come true for a kid that doesn't get to experience that very often, to see it in his face where he's like, wow, we've got it pretty good in the States. You know, we've got it pretty good. Our lifestyle is way different than what's going on here. You know, it was really cool.
Yeah. And Jeffrey Ricker commented in saying that a lot of the kids even spoke decent English too. So, I mean, like they're putting all of their effort into making sure that they can have the best lives possible. And you guys are making it even better too. So Kristen and Wayne, I was going to ask you guys a question. When you guys have partners like X Travel, Yokohama, and, you know, Motul behind us, and like a bunch of different people that are involved with the race team, but you can give them the opportunity to give back like this, it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Kristen does all of that work.
Yeah.
I'm up here in the race shop doing that kind of stuff, going to Ricardo Poncho and stuff. And even before this ride, you know, Kristen does everything. I show up, I get to lead the ride, no dust. And it's pretty awesome.
But it's so awesome to have sponsors like that. You know, I just start with an email to all of them probably 6 months prior to the event and just say, hey, you know, save the date because this is coming up. And they jump all over it. You know, they're just like, yeah, you know, let us know how many kids there are at the orphanage, how many ride attendees you're going to have, and we're going to send out stuff for everybody. So it's so awesome working with sponsors like that. And
Just hearing that, like, makes me feel proud to be part of the off-road community, you know, like, because that doesn't happen everywhere. So it makes me feel good that everybody's giving back.
It is such a tight community. And, you know, I've told someone else this. What's really awesome is we have people that aren't even affiliated with our race team or sponsor us at all. We're sponsored by competitors, but they reach out like, hey, what can we do to help? We want to send money. We want to send stuff because what you guys are doing is awesome. So it's not just about our sponsors. It's about the off-road community as a whole is just jumps on board with something like this. And it's really awesome to see.
Yeah, it really does make a big difference. And you guys were probably really glad to be able to jump on board, James and Nestor.
Yeah.
So proud. Really, you know, it was just such a great experience. And another really cool story is just, you know, when you're sitting down and having dinner with all the people that are on the ride as well, you know, sitting across from Chris Blaze and, you know, hearing war stories of Dakar and, you know, all the Baja fixes that Wayne and his crew go through and really just getting to know, you know, all the great humans that are on that ride. You know, when we're busy at races and everyone's, you know, prepping for their own stuff, it's such a different environment to be in the community and then go to, you know, a ride like this where, you know, you take that, you know, that competitive hat off and now, you know, it's all about what we love, the outdoors. It's all about kids and family.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're talking about, you know, how people are raising their kids and the commonalities we have. And it's just, you know, it's that whole next level of interaction. It's just top notch. So
yeah. And that
on top is.
That hardly ever happens at the races because everybody's so busy. Right. And you guys did have a lot of cool people on the ride. I mean, like, dude, the stories that Chris Blaze is going to come on. I hope Patty comes on, too, in just a little bit here. So we might have to kick one of you X-Travel guys off. But Nestor, when you're sitting there with all those, we're kind of call them famous off-roaders. We can give them that. Right. When you're sitting there next to them, you're in the shop, dude. You're all day. You're burning welds. You're building stuff. You're making things happen. But now you get the opportunity to sit down with some of these guys. Man, it must be awesome to hear some of these stories. Do you have any stories that are on the top of your head that you heard this weekend or this week?
Oh, yeah. Like, Chris Blaze had some really good Dakar stories where he's talking about just going through a section in just some sand section. And he's blasting through and, you know, there's not necessarily a course. So you're just kind of going off a map you know, setting, going to a waypoint. So he's going through. And then when he finally gets to the end, like, they're like, you didn't cut through that one section, did you? And they're like, yeah, that's all. It's no big deal. I just went through it like a little quicker. He's like, those flags are there for a reason. There's like barrels, I guess, that are lit on fire. You have to run on that course because it's landmines. If you go around to the other side,
really?
He's like, what? I just drove around a bunch of landmines. Like, yeah, like you're driving through landmines. You can't do that. And he's like, yeah, that's kind of bad. So it's pretty crazy stories like that.
That's insane.
Paris to Dakar, where it was in Africa. So that's a legit one where you're going through all kinds of areas where you definitely shouldn't be going. That's why they don't.
Dude, that is so sketchy. Kyle asked the question about the X Travel and the Pro R for the Matlocks. Kyle, send your question to Wayne in a direct message, and he'll see if he can answer that question for you in the direct message. We're going to keep the topic on the giving back tonight. So, all right, hey, let's. I don't know how this Instagram thing works. If we have to kick one of you guys off to let Chris on, or if he has to, like, log on first. So maybe one of you got X Travel guys, James, since you jumped on first, why don't you jump off real quick? And then when Chris bails out, you can come back. Is that cool?
Yep. Perfect. All right, guys.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. And we're going to get Chris Blaze on here so he can tell us his stories about coming close to land.
Yeah, I probably butchered the story, but it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Dude, that's so wild, right? So Wayne and Kristen, how was it having the boys down there? Because that to me seems like it would be just icing on the cake.
Yeah. It definitely was. For me, it started when my mom and dad would take me and my cousins and uncle and stuff would all go. And so that's how the ride started. And then it got away from kids on the ride when we didn't have kids. So it was all just kind of adults and you're having fun and everything. And now it's kind of come full circle back to having kids on the ride. We had 14 kids, not counting Nestor's two boys that are older. Did you count them? Yeah, they're still kids.
So that's kind of where I was going with that, Wayne, was I was going to ask the next question. I was going to ask Nestor how many kids that did he bring and then how many kids were on total.
I brought two of my boys and you know, they had a great time with all the other kids too, because every time we'd go to a beach, everyone would like they would look like Wayne was saying, like puppies, like getting put out of a car. They just took off going onto the beach, getting wet, like everyone would just jump in the water. Now everybody's running around wet shoes and wet clothes. But yeah, it was pretty funny.
Oh, you're going to get all chafed. You're getting all sandy and wet. 100 miles to go. Oh, they don't care. I'm fine. 5 minutes into the trip, you're like, I'm wet. I'm like, no kidding.
There's no other way to do it in Baja, right?
Yeah.
And then so I think we have somebody that helped you guys plan it, right? BBK to Baja. BK to Baja.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, I've never met you guys before. Hi, guys. I'm George.
What's up, George? How are you? How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, man. 3 plates and 13 screws out of my face, so we're on the right track.
That's awesome, brother. Stoked to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, hang on. Look, Nestor, I might have you jump off real quick because Chris Blaze wants to come on. Is that cool? You can jump
no
on.
Problem.
Feel free to jump on anytime afterwards, though, all right?
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Right. Okay, so guys, first of all, tell me what your favorite part of the ride was.
Oh, boy. For us, it's a lot. Every time we're down with Wayne and Kristen, it's always a good time. We race with them, and then we're fortunate enough to call them some of our closest friends. And to be able to go down there with them and just share our love for Baja and really give back to the people that let us play in their backyard, people that have much, you know, they're not as fortunate as a lot of us are with the things that we're given and the opportunities that we have. To be able to go down there and just share a day with them. And to me, some of the most valuable things that we shared with them is simply time, the ability to sit there and listen to them and have a conversation and get some history and some background and find out what they're all about. I mean, that stuff's priceless. You know, this is the first year that we brought our kids on this ride. We brought a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old with us. And for me, I grew up in Baja. So to have them down there doing the same thing that I grew up doing, meeting kids that have literally no common language, making friends and going and playing soccer or tag or whatever it is that they were doing, to watch that, to me, I don't know. It just really warms my heart. Like Nestor and those guys were saying, it still makes me tear up to be able to go down there and simply just meet these people and hang out and just share our time and share their love for what we do and our love for what they do. So
yeah, and especially really cool you were thing. Talking about time. We got two people that are pretty busy in their schedules, like Kristen and Wayne are, like you guys are. We got Chris and Patty Blaze as well. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
How did you guys like the ride?
Hey, George, long time no see.
I know. How did you guys like the ride?
Oh, it was awesome. It was Chris's second time, my third time. The first time I went, I rode my quad the whole way, which was so much fun. But yeah, it's, I don't know, every year when the ride comes up, I just have this feeling, like this need to just have to go. So it's just... you know, once you get there and you see the kids and when you know the stories of why a lot of them are there, it is, it's pretty, you know, heart wrenching.
Pretty crazy what they go through.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I was going to say that. So first of all, Patty, you're gnarly for riding a quad on that ride. Yeah. So I'll give you that. But second, so what are some of the stories that you guys heard, or what do the kids tell you guys when you guys go down there? Maybe Chris, maybe you can answer some of that.
Well, most of them have been through pretty much hell, you know, by the time they get there, and now they're in this amazing environment. It's just really cool because they all get along. I mean, everybody's working together, the kids. I mean, you don't see that here. So I think they've just all been through so much that, you know, they figure they you know, they find a family and they all stick together and they're helping each other. I mean, some of the young girls were taking care of the younger ones and making sure they're handled. And I mean, it was awesome.
How much of that stuff can you guys relate back and forth to, like, I don't know. I want to put a connection on the racing thing, right? Because racing is such a team sport. It's a family sport. It's really close-knit. Like, do they have that same aspect, or do you guys have a closer connection because you guys understand those types of connections?
Yeah, you see it, like, with us, with the guys on our race team, and I'm sure Chris and Patty, like, with their race program, you kind of become a family, and you come from all different walks of life, from different directions. But when you're there, you're all together. You're all for one. And that's what you see when you're at this orphanage, like what Chris was saying. You have, like, the teenagers trying to help take care of the little ones. And the adult, everything is good. It's it was really cool to see how happy the kids were. You know, when we first went there, it was almost, I was very unsure, probably selfishly, because you're like, oh, man, you know, I'm an emotional guy myself, so you're wondering, like, how it's going to be, and then when you get there, you're overwhelmed with emotion because the kids seem really happy and very well taken care of, and they're being taught. You know, they're very polite. You know, we were invited to lunch with them, and they sat down. Everyone was silent. They led us in prayer, and then we ate. But it was very orderly. It was very clean. Very nice. So
that's why you're saying that it makes you feel better when you're there, because you're surrounded by that same compassion and energy of those kids.
Yeah, it's like just a big, like, goodness, like, filled. Like, when you leave there, you're like, oh, like, man, it's a beautiful world. But it's, dude, it's hard to know there because of bad situations. You know, obviously, it would be better if they were with their family and everything was intact, but it's really awesome to know that there's a place like this that these kids can go to, and they truly look after them. Like, they're not just dealing with these kids. They're preparing the kids for life.
Yeah. Jay Niesbitt said, those kids were so well behaved. It was unbelievable. That's pretty cool. What was some of the funnest things that you guys all, let's go around the screen, that you guys all got to do on the ride?
Well, for us up in the top right, it was a little bit different. We were the only non-UTV on the run this trip. Since we did bring a five-year-old, having the helmet on for a long time is kind of a pain in the butt for her for about 9 hours in the day. So we actually brought a truck. We brought our pre-runner down there. And so I think we were probably even cleaner than Wayne and a little bit cooler on the run. But for us, it was fun trying to keep up with all the UTVs in the truck. You know, that's a much different thing. And every time we go down there with Wayne and Kristen, even though we're down there all the time, they always show us something new, a new spot, a new person, a new group of people to meet, like, you know, meeting the guys from X Travel and meeting all these new people on the run that I hadn't previously met before. It just creates a ton of relationships. And then for me, the funnest thing, and I think for both of us, is, like you were talking about at the orphanage, you go down there and we're always like, the people there are like, man, you made such a difference in their lives. And we're like, no, wait, time out. These guys make the hugest difference in our lives. They recharge us. You know, you go down there and whatever you have going on at home or with your car or whatever is happening, you get into that kind of environment. When you leave, you're recharged. You're motivated. Yep. I don't know. It just gives you a much deeper appreciation for everything that we get to do. So that was for me.
Yeah, I think that's probably the number one that I take away from it as well. Before you guys continue, though, we had, because I want to make sure we get to these comments because a lot of them are slipping by, but 16RM21 said, can you have Wayne or Kristen walk us through kind of like a daily transcript or review, starting with maybe one of the days, like a Thursday?
A Thursday? Well, Thursday we drive down there, so it's nothing that special. Friday,
maybe just give us like an overall of a normal day.
Yeah, like a normal day. Friday, we start out, like Kristen said.
Yeah,
we wake up, you know, early. We're out at the trailer at 7, 7:30, we're eating food that Kristen had ordered from everyone or from Big Burrow. So we're all having burritos and tacos out on the trailer. As we load all the gear bags up, we have our two chase trucks, two flatbed trailers do the whole trip. So all the gear gets put on that. We leave there. We drove the cars down to Santo Tomas on the highway. And then from Santo Tomas to Yorindia, we stopped at Long Beach at Yorindia with some friends and regrouped everyone there. And then
it's a beautiful setting there.
Yeah.
It's the first time that you hit the ocean.
Yeah. You come right up to the Pacific. Waves are breaking and we stop there. Everyone has a refreshment and then we take off to Yorindia. And we used to call it the Shell Station because there's just a bunch of broken shells on the ground and they siphon gas into a milk carton. So we call it the Shell Station because all the broken shells, and people would pull in town like, where's the Shell Station? Like, oh, it's right there. Can't believe you can't see it. So
so you just trick everybody. Jeffrey Ricker said that also includes a donating a pint of blood to the mosquitoes as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Easton Turner says he loves the Blaze family. All right, so let's kind of keep going around. I think for most people, thank you for the preview, Wayne, but I think for most people, I think we're going to leave a little bit secretive so that they get down there. Like this guy right here wants to go down there so I can experience it with you, right?
Yeah.
So let's keep going. Chris and Patty, what did you guys think was some of the best stuff for you guys down there?
Well, if you would have been there, George, if I've invited you twice.
I know, and Kristen too, man. I'm the one that's failing over here.
To come next time. Well, the secret spot on the water that Wayne takes us to and the story that he has of how he found it when he was on a dirt bike years ago. So that's my favorite spot. What was your... We love the sand dunes, trekking through the sand dunes behind everybody.
I just like hanging with the people that enjoy what we enjoy. You know, and then the kids, given the rise of the kids, I mean, that was epic.
Yeah.
How was that, Chris? Because you got to have some of the kids, like, sit in your car with you and go just, what do you guys do, little circles or, that, like, full speed or what?
Realize that you're using your hands to drive, it gets them a little, they look like, what the heck is going on?
They're curious about the hand controls in the wheelchair and how does he drive?
So, of course, I had a young girl, she didn't want to go very fast, so that was fine. I had a teenager that got in, boy, and he's he said rapido a couple of times, and I gave him rapido, and he won. But that was awesome. I mean, we're like adrenaline junkies, but you don't realize that these kids probably never experienced that ever.
Yeah.
You know, like ever. So you give them a little taste of some acceleration and fun. It's like, wow, that's a new experience. Just a look on their.
Did any of you guys see kids that were there like last year or anything? Same? Oh, yeah. So what did they say then? Were they like, oh, this year's better? Like, I'd like to hear that.
They're all the other kids.
Oh, go ahead, Wayne, go.
Oh, no, I was pumping up all the other kids. So, like, you just see the same kids. This is our fourth year now.
Yeah.
So we've seen some of the same kids all 4 years. And they're there pumping the other kids. They're making cake for each other. They're doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Dude, that's almost like Christmas for these kids, right? Because that's like a pretty big event.
Yeah. The coolest thing is, as we're driving down the road where the orphanage is, they're all lined up outside waiting for us. I'm going to get emotional. They're all lined up waiting for us to come because they know when we're coming, what time. You know, Kristen sets it up with the person in charge at the orphanage. And they're just waving and just, they've been waiting all week for us to come. And
it's like, when are they going to show up so the party can start?
That's funny. Did you guys see them too, Dustin and Kelly?
Yep. Yeah, it was really cool. Actually, last year when we went, there was one girl who thought I was Kristen, which is one of my favorite parts of being in Baja when I wear my Matlock shirt, is that it happens pretty much every time I'm down there. And I think the best part. But it is, I mean, Kristen's one of my dear friends. I know she's amazing. But when people come up to me off the street and have the biggest smile and such appreciation, sometimes I want to be like, yes, I am Kristen. She's amazing. You know,
that's funny. So Kristen's got a body double now. She's just in case she needs to do stunt work.
Holler.
But when there was one girl that thought that I was Kristen last year, and this year she came up and she said Kelly, and it like made me so excited that she still was excited to see me, and even when I wasn't Kristen. But it's the hugs for me. I think at that orphanage, I probably gave out 30 hugs to little ones, and it's the best moment in the world when you know that they're genuinely just so happy to be there. And like he said, and everybody said, it recharges your batteries as a human too. It's the best feeling in the world.
So Patty, we saw some pictures of, well, all kinds of cool stuff, man. We saw pictures of you guys with everybody. We saw pictures of the kids playing games and doing different things over there. There was all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, like, look at all the people that are in front of the orphanage here.
Yeah.
There's like between 70 to 90 kids and all the volunteers, the people that live there and work there. And it's, you know, it's their calling. They've left their homes in other countries, other states to come and live and take care of the kids. And yeah, that was so, those kids were so cute. Those boys.
They got some cool.
Yeah. Is this what the kid that kept saying rapido to Chris? Oh, man, that's so cool. We're also going to talk with Lucretia, and I think we're going to talk with and Trevor, and then we're probably going to talk with David and Cadence as well. But man, just thinking about it gives me the chills because it's so meaningful for all of these kids. Like I still can't think about how awesome it would be. Like, you guys all have the same story as I do. When you first got your first motorcycle, right? Or when you first had the opportunity to sit in a late Razor or ride a quad or whatever it was. Like, and these kids are getting to do it now with you guys, like professional drivers or teams or all of these big group. I mean, that's got to be like going to an NFL game for your first ever football game. Like, it's insanely cool.
Get Pop Warner all together.
Yeah, just go straight to it, right?
And I think that in person.
Kelly.
Did you remember that person? He was like, Kristen's so fast, but he worked here, and it was his, I've never seen anybody more excited than one of the people who worked at the orphanage who got to ride with Kristen.
Oh, it was just the older guy or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the workers got rides too. It was cool.
That's so awesome. Yeah. How much time did you guys get to spend at the orphanage, Chris and Patty?
We were there for at least four hours.
Oh, nice.
You know, we get there, it's about 11 o'clock, I think, when we get there, 10:30, 11. And, you know, we got to have lunch with them this time. That was just really special. I don't know. The whole thing to me, when I was younger, I was involved with a lot of youth groups for church. So it reminds me of that, and just my parents always, you know, letting us be involved with what they were involved with so we could learn how to give back always. And we would take little trips to Mexico too. And, but when I'm there, it just reminds me of when I'm little and, you know, the experiences these kids must be thinking like, wow, these people really care about us and they're so humble. And they're not at all like some kids here in America where we're just so spoiled and we're just so assuming that we're going to have money and have a place to live and get to do this and get to do that. They're the complete opposite of that. They're just living day by day, going to school, being happy with the people they're with and just trying to make their lives better. And the people that work there are so amazing, dedicating their whole lives to this orphanage and all the orphanages down there.
Yeah, Jeffrey Rickard has commented in and said he was the older crowd liked to go on rides with him. So the orphanage workers like to go there with him. He was a big older guy fan over there. All right, we're going to get Lucretia and probably David and Cadence on here too. So as Dustin and Kelly, why don't you guys just tell us what your favorite part of the ride was, like being out there outside from the orphanage stuff. And then Chris and Patty, you do the same thing and we'll let you guys log off.
Okay.
For sure. At least for me, my favorite part of the ride is the people. It's always the people. It brings together individuals that otherwise we would never have the opportunity to meet. Some people, you know, obviously if they're involved in the racing or the off-road scene, we knew a lot of those people, but there's also people that
we never would have met otherwise. And you get to hear people's different stories, different backgrounds. And for me, the best part about all of that was being able to share it with our kids for the first time. They come to Baja with us a lot, but they've never actually gone on a full ride with us. So being able to share that with them and seeing the look on their faces, and it was extremely humbling to be in the company that we were in and to be able to do the things that we did. It's always a fantastic trip. This was our second trip going, and I don't think we'll ever miss one. So it's amazing.
Dude, that's so cool. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. And I'm just going to say thank you to you guys for going down there and helping out with all that stuff, because it's awesome that you guys were involved.
We appreciate it. And thank you for doing what you're doing and getting the word out there and showing everybody how important it is to give back to the people that let us play down there. So thank you guys a lot, Wayne and Kristen. We'll see you guys next week for Vegas Torino. Chris and Patty, we'll see you guys there too.
Bye, guys. We'll see you at the races. All right, Chris and Patty, so what was your guys' favorite part aside from being at the orphanage? Like maybe give us a little bit of the actual ride, like the trails and stuff.
Yeah, so go ahead, babe.
I mean, I like riding down the beach. I mean, it feels like you're doing something illegal, so get to ride down the beach and hang out. You know, everyone wants to drag race a little bit, play around. It's just awesome.
Who likes to live dangerously on this call? Chris Blaze does.
Well, this is only the second time I've ever been to Baja on a leisure ride, and that was on these two trips. I mean, we always go down for business and work and train, and, you know, everything's go, go, go. And it was nice to actually get to hang out, relax, you know, ride down the beach, do some, you know, some stuff that you maybe weren't supposed to be doing here in the States, but it's all good.
What about you, Patty?
Golf course someday, you know.
Oh, Chris over here with all the ideas. Don't we can't let Chris give all the ideas to these kids, Patty. He's talking way too much.
He's well, so bad.
Your buddies down the beach.
Neighborhoods and stuff, like everybody waves, everybody's welcoming, everybody's, there's not one person saying, get out of here, what are you doing here, you know. It's just a really grand time. So
yeah, I think so too. All right, so now that I actually have a razor that I can take down there with you guys, I think I might be able to go next year, just as long as I don't have something scheduled.
Okay.
Fingers crossed here. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. And clearly, thank you very much for all the stuff that you did for those kids, man. They had big old smiles in those pictures. So you guys obviously did something great.
Thanks to Wayne and Kristen. And we even get goodie bags. She gives us goodie bags of really cool stuff. And, you know, guys for over 20 years. And it's just a blast being with them. We had a great time. Thank you guys again. We'll see you guys next week. Vegas to Reno.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Thanks, George.
Bye, guys. All right. So, Wayne and Kristen, so what was I'm going to ask you guys kind of the same question. A favorite part of the destination portion or of the ride portion? I know you guys said that the beach is cool on the first day, but what other terrain is your favorite to go through? Because I know that there's some other sketchy stuff or like part of a good ride.
Yeah. I like all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all race course for us. So, I know it like the back of my hand.
Probably one of my favorite areas is the salt ponds.
Oh, like, yeah.
There's salt flats. So there's like behind the beach. Once you crest over, there's like a row of dunes. You crest over that. It's all these salt ponds, like natural ponds. But the locals have started mining salt out. They don't.
I know that there's some other sketch stuff or like part of the side.
When you're going.
All right. Sorry, Wayne. I just had everybody logged on at once. So it looks like we got David and Cadence both on here, and then Trevor and Lucretia. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
So we got the whole party back again, man. People logging off, logging on, everybody. So you guys just saw Wayne and Kristen just this last week. In fact, Cadence, I think you even got to sit in the car with Kristen for a little while.
Yes. The whole ride, I was with Kristen. As soon as I knew she didn't have a passport, I got dibs.
Is that how it worked, Kristen? Shotgun.
Yep.
That's cool though. So you had dad and son in the first car, and then Wyatt in the second car, and then girl power in the third car.
Oh, right.
Probably a lot more talking going on in that car.
Oh, here we go. Now the trash talk starts. And Lucretia and Trevor, have you ever been on the ride?
Yeah, the two times we've done it.
Yeah, we were able to go last year. She invited us kind of last minute, and we were like, yeah, we want to do that. So this is our second year, so it was a lot more fun this time because we actually knew a lot more people on the ride, and we knew what to expect, and we had a great time.
Yeah, it sounds. What car did you guys bring down there?
We brought Trevor's new Pro XP Ultimate, and we brought Eric's Turbo S.
Oh, perfect.
My Pro XP isn't ready yet, so we didn't bring that one.
And so Wayne and Kristen, anybody can bring whatever vehicle they want, right?
Yep. Well, within reason. but you know, we try to make sure that everyone can keep up. Like, you know, we can't have people bringing rhinos because you won't be able to keep up. We had one vehicle this year we had to send back on the highway, a utility vehicle. Just wasn't keeping up with it. And they got it. They're like, yeah, we'll hit the pavement and go back. So that one got by us, got on the ride. But typically, you know, it doesn't matter what brand you have. We want to buy.
Yeah, just get everybody out there. And so how was it dealing with or hanging out with all the kids, David and Cadence?
Oh, it was – I love going to the orphanage. It's the most fulfilling thing ever. Like, all their smiles, giving them rides, they're so thankful because they don't get to do that. We do. So it's just – it's heartwarming to – be able to give that experience to them when they don't get to do that a lot.
Yeah, totally. I think somebody needs to turn their phone volume down just a little bit. I don't know if it's Cadence or if it's Lucretia. But so, David, how was it spending time with your daughter on that ride? Because it's got to be pretty meaningful, right? Because you're seeing the excitement with her, and you're also seeing the excitement with the kids and what they're doing with the orphanage. So you get the whole mix of goodness from, like, across the board, right?
No, it's absolutely amazing, and it's definitely a humbling experience. You know, honestly, a lot of people on the ride are the only reason we were even able to go. Everyone kind of came together and helped us out to be even able to make it. So that was actually a really cool thing. This is our third year. This is the second time that Kristen has let Cadence be in the car the whole time. So, I mean, that's just an amazing experience. That's a super cool thing that she let her do. And obviously, you know, just amazing groups of people and so many people getting together, and then the orphanage is just the icing on the cake. It's just a great time.
Yeah, exactly. I just got to mention real quick. So Go Fast Girls, they want to come on as well. So we're going to wait until Cadence or Lucretia jumps off, and then we'll get the Go Fast Girls on here too. But talking aside from being at the orphanage, because we kind of talked about that a lot with Chris and Patty, what was some of the cool things about the ride? I know you guys did tacos on the beach. You guys went by the beach and the razors. Chris said it felt like it was almost illegal to be there. But what's some of the other stuff that we would experience if we got to go on one of these rides?
Those experiences are always amazing. But one of my favorites is every night, everyone getting together, having some drinks, having dinner, just getting to talk about the experiences, what they got going on in life, what events they have coming up. All those kinds of things are just, it's so awesome to get so just such a diverse group together, and everyone gets to, you know, get to know each other better. It's great.
Cadence, did you get to give Kristen any pointers on how to drive a little bit better?
No, she's got it good. I'm telling you, she's professional.
She knows what she's doing behind the wheel.
Yep. She's giving me that was probably one of my like favorites of the ride, was getting to see Kristen's driving style. And like, obviously, she's won pretty much anything under the book. So she has Baja down, like, the back of her hand. So coming through stuff, she's like, oh, this is race course. Or, like, oh, this is where, like, this cuts off and race course goes that way. Stuff like that is just, it's cool to see what they get to see when they go down there and race all the time. It's just different perspective of what other people see. They just think it's a trail. But
yeah.
Kristen knows it all. And we're going, we got the Pro R up to, like, almost a little over 100, and she's like, yeah, we do this all the time. And I was like, whoa, what the heck?
She's like, oh, we got plenty more speed here. But one of the things that I was noticing is that not everybody will ever get to ride with Kristen Matlock, but
yeah,
it's cool that you got to experience that. And if any other people are listening or watching right now and they think, you know, like, we always talk about on the show, how to get sponsors or how to get involved with a race team or how to start being part of a pit crew and all of these different things. Well, you just mentioned it. This is how you do it, because now you're around all these people in a non-racing environment and you can shake hands and you can talk to people and you can have a good time and really open up and communicate with them. So it's really cool that you got the opportunity, and I think others should experience that too.
Yes, exactly.
100%. Honestly, you know, Cadence's racing career has, you know, blossomed, and it's been amazing. And we can't thank people that we've been, you know, around enough, and so many people on this ride. And even like Wayne had mentioned before, even if they're not our sponsors, they're just so just great people and open armed, and you know, have suggestions and advice, and it's just such a great community.
Yeah, exactly. Joe Bruno said he wants to go actually next year too. I know Wayne and Kristen, you guys have a hard cut time, don't you?
We're good till 7.
Oh, okay. So 5 more minutes. Okay. Well, so having that like camaraderie and that atmosphere has to be actually really interesting for you guys to see, right? Because you guys have done so much in your racing, but now you get to actually just kind of, I don't know, level out and just have a good time and be with all these people that either support you or fans of you or whatever it is. It's got to feel pretty freaking cool to be able to not be at the races, but be doing stuff that's so meaningful.
Yeah. There's nothing that you have, you know, going on one of these rides, there's nothing to prove to anybody. There's no competition. You're just there having fun. You know, every once in a while you'll have someone like, oh, I was right up on you. Like, oh, I didn't know that. And I was looking at, you didn't know we were racing. I was looking at the beach. but it's a lot of fun. It's fun for everybody.
I mean, yeah, it really is.
TVs are intended for, you know, it's just to go out and have fun, bring the families together and just have a great time. I mean, racing's just one side of it, but going out and just cruising and having two kids in the back seat and mom and dad in the front seat and a 4-seat Razor is what it's all about.
Yeah, totally. So, and talking about where people are sitting in the Razors, who drove, Lucretia? Was it you or was it Trevor or was it Eric?
Trevor drove his car. Eric drove part of the day on the first day and then decided to hop in with Trevor because he hasn't been in the Pro XP yet. So then I got to drive the Turbo S the rest of the time. I kept offering, but he didn't want to drive. He said he was enjoying the scenery. So it worked out for all of us.
Dude, that's so funny. Like, I feel like the old guy sometimes now, too, because I'm just like, yeah, I'll just hang out in the passenger seat and chill.
That's what he said. He kept saying, you know, you're going to sit in the passenger seat. Make sure you take your car sick medicine. And then I couldn't get him to drive again. But it was great. So much
that's
fun.
Hilarious.
Fun being on the track.
We actually had a comment that relates back and forth. Shannon Phillips actually said that he's part of the crew chief for Mickey Thomas's racing program now, and he can't believe the atmosphere and the camaraderie that's in it. It's the same stuff that we're talking about, right? Like, it's your racing family, but when you get to spend time outside of the races with them, it's so much different, man, because you actually have no pressure and you get to let loose. What was some of your guys' favorite stuff that you got to drive on, Trevor?
Probably my favorite part is when we hit the beach and the big berms and stuff. It's just, I love to turn. It's a wonder I don't race short course, actually, but I love railing berms and stuff. So it was fun chasing Kristen and Chris and having the X-Travel guys behind me rolling through those sand berms was probably one of my favorite parts.
Did you guys do any GoPro?
I think the X-Travel guys were, but I didn't have any on my car, unfortunately.
Oh, that'd be cool to see if you guys have some GoPro at some point. All right, hey, so we got just a couple minutes left. Lucretia and Trev, I'm going to let you guys go and get the Go Fast girls on here. I think it's awesome that you guys did it and we're able to go down there. Hopefully one of these years I can join you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so so Cadence and David, what was some of the favorite portions of the trail that you guys got to go on?
One of my favorites was we came through like this long, fast desert section, and then like out of nowhere, it just pops over a huge glimpse of the ocean, and like we're on the side of a cliff. That was like my favorite part, because like you can't beat those views. It's just pretty. Like you can't go anywhere in the States that I know of and get to ride along the side of a cliff and see the beach and all the people. And it's just, that was my favorite part.
Yeah, it seems super cool. Oh, look who we have here. Go Fast Girls, we got the whole family with us now.
Hey, guys.
And we have a new member. Peño.
Oh, yeah.
You kept him?
Yeah. You kept him.
Yeah.
All right. So George needs to hear a little bit of the backstory with this now.
This is Banyo. We found him at a...
Banyo.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So we saw the dog sitting out there, and the dog was just sitting by himself. And we just rescue it and bring it home. But now, unfortunately, it was supposed to go to a rescue, and...
Shay's his rescue.
Yeah, Shay's... Now it's... Ours, our dog now.
Uh-oh, so Kristen and Wayne, I think we started a new trend here. Don't do it!
The best part is the dog's name originally we were told was Todd, but they... so now it's Banyo.
Banyo.
Oh, God. Leave it to somebody to butcher it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you guys did a good deed. It seems like it's pretty cool, and somebody loves the little puppy.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff did we miss on this so far that you guys want to talk about?
I think you guys pretty much touched it all, but, I mean, for us, I mean, this year we didn't actually get to do the razor run. I ended up getting 4 broken ribs about 2 weeks ago, racing with this one over here, doing a father-daughter relay race out at Fox. And so we played Chase, which was actually pretty cool, because we rode around with Mima and Tim, and we did a lot of things that, well, granted that the trail ride did, but we got to do like a lot of the backseat stuff. So it was actually pretty cool. Here's a fun fact. So we were out in the middle of, where were we coming from? Where was it, Wayne? Where was the guy that we left that you had to tow his ass and hauling ass back at like 80 miles an hour?
Oh, that's down at San Antonio Del Mar.
Okay, so we went there, and then we ended up getting a slingshot. We broke 2 straps twice, and then we finally got a big enough one. So it was rather cool because it was a different experience. This was our second year. And unfortunately, like I said, unfortunately, we weren't able to go on it because I couldn't stand the pain, but, or laughing.
Seeing the other side of it, cool.
Yeah. Seeing the backside of it and dealing with these guys and being with Mima and Tim and all of us chasing all 3 together and going to different places. It was super cool.
We just had a comment come in that says Banyo's making his first Instagram debut.
Banyo's.
That's hilarious. Yeah, and I think that's kind of cool. So actually, that brings up a good topic to talk about. So let's just say I do want to go on the ride, and I want to drive, and I didn't prepare my car very well, and it breaks down or something. So, Wayne, you have a chase crew.
Yes. Yeah, we have both of our chase trucks, or 2 of our chase trucks, and then flatbed trailers. And so it actually worked out really well for a broken car. I just towed him down the beach and up the road. But I think he thought he was going to get towed like at 20 miles an hour in low range. I think we got up to like 65. Yeah, he did say that. That's the fastest he's been in that razor, was getting towed behind the pro.
That's hilarious. Cali Boy AZ Texas, he wants to go next year. He loves giving back. Are there reserve spots to be able to go?
Nope. No, it's first come, first serve. Kristen's the one that handles all that. I mean, we have our basic, you know, core group that always goes, and then we have a cap that, you know, if we get beyond that, it's just kind of a mess.
Wingman 2971 says, "Yep, 70 on the road."
Yeah. So Sam Wingman he was my co-driver for my navigator for Dakar and a long time in Baja, but he also went back with me to tow that guy. So Sam was following him. Sam was dying laughing the whole time when we got there.
Oh, man. So everybody's pretty stoked on the dog, but they can't believe that they found out on Instagram. So what, did you guys keep it a secret? What the heck, man?
We didn't know what we were going to do. It was just one of those on a whim things. And here, he's part of the family.
Well, the Dirt Life Show is where all kinds of things happen these days, man. Chuck from Pro Eagle got engaged, and like, man, now we got a dog being released on the show. There's all kinds of fun stuff that happens. Caden had her birthday on the show, 16. Dude.
Yes. That was another thing that was super cool that Kristen did. It was actually Patty Blaze and Cadence share a birthday.
Oh, so
we're a couple days apart. Yeah.
Yeah, really close. So it was really cool. We spent one of the nights and they had a cake for them out there. It was a really cool thing.
Dude, that's pretty cool. So there was a lot of cool events that happened there too.
Yeah.
An engagement too on what, Saturday night? Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, someone out there, or no, Friday night.
It was Friday night.
They got engaged. He asked her on the beach, or right on the beach at the old mill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, this thing is really, all these stories are kicking off. In fact, the off-road jeweler said, sign me up. After all these stories, I can't wait to take my girls too.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Man, that is super cool. Kristen, you better put up like a website form because you're going to get all these people signing up. You got to keep all these people in order, right?
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of work.
But like overall, like just bringing a little bit of light to it and understanding like what you guys are doing down there. First of all, I appreciate you guys sharing everything on the Dirt Life show, but it really does like overall, you might not even know how much it actually means. It's like really bringing everybody together, but it's actually showing so much love to the outside of our off-road industry and really making a good name for us as an industry as a whole.
Yeah, honestly, like being on this show tonight kind of opened my eyes for the appreciation. You know, just listening to all the stories from our closest friends that were on the ride and are on the show tonight and just listening to all of that, it's like, wow, you know, it's making me get emotional. So
yeah.
That's why he's doing all the talking. I'm
gonna cry. Actually, Chuck from ProGill, he's watching. He says he hopes to go next year as well. Yeah, let's see here. Brandy says, we can put that sign up on Go Fast Girls. Dude, look at, see, people are already trying to help out, man. You're helping, they're helping, everybody's helping. I do think it's really cool. I think at some point, though, you're probably going to have to limit the ride because of the actual logistics for it, right?
Yeah,
we do put a cap on it because we don't do it to make money. We do it to bring new people to Baja.
Right.
So we don't call ourselves a tour company or anything like that. We're just bringing new people to Baja, doing this charity ride, and we do it to cover our costs. And that's it. It's probably a quarter of what, or less than a quarter of what you would pay if you were to go down for a tour. But we don't want to turn it into a business. We're not interested in that. We're interested in just showing people the wonders of Baja, how I was showed and how Kristen was showed. You know, that's what is important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a couple more comments come in. One that's not so Mexico-oriented, but it just said all of the women in the off-road world are just showing such great support, great women in off-road. I agree with that comment wholeheartedly. Let's see here. All you guys are inspirational. Most people don't do this type of giving back. Thank you for sharing. Can't wait to join. And that was from 16RM21. So a lot of people are really, you know, proud of those things that you guys are doing. And Kristen, like you said, I mean, like just hearing all of what people are saying and how much you actually did, like a lot of times you just get home and you're just like, wow, okay, that was a lot of work. You know, we got to get back to work and we kind of stay in our lane. But hearing all this stuff must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. It makes all the 137 email correspondence to all the sponsors work.
Man, we need to get you some automation here.
Yeah, right.
So bringing home Banyo, you guys had tacos on the beach. What else am I missing here, guys? Maybe Cadence, maybe you could give me a little bit more of a rundown from a youngster's perspective.
I kind of ran around with the kids the whole time. I was with Shay and Rayleigh and Kristen's boys, all the kids. I pretty much just hung out with them. We were just hanging, like when we got back to the hotels, we would go and explore pretty much, go down to the beaches, look at stuff. That was pretty much it. Like we all just stick together and check stuff out. I was definitely the babysitter, like Jeff said.
What kind of stuff did you guys see? Did you guys get to exploring?
Yeah, it was actually the place that they picked this year was a little bit different than last year, but the old mill, awesome spot, and the kids were able to explore a little bit and check some stuff out. And
they had like some little shops and stuff that we all got bracelets and just checked out some of their
homes. Wait, Cadence, how many did you buy?
We don't talk about it, okay? I bought a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Different there, so it was kind of cool exploring the different rooms and like how they're set up, and just a cool experience. There's so many cool people down there, met so many cool new friends, and everybody knows somebody from every location we went to. So it was so great because everyone's like, oh, I've known this guy forever. You got to meet him. And then next thing you know, he's like, hey, next time you're down here, make sure you come say hi. It's just such a cool experience.
Yeah, that is cool. Cadence, your answer should have been, I'm supporting the local economy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that you would like at the old mill, the chef, the restaurant there, the Eucalypto, the food is incredible.
Like, awesome. Yeah.
The food is so good. Yeah, he's a mystery. And it is the food and the atmosphere and the bar, it's all good. The drinks are good, the food's good, and just the whole vibe when you're there at the old mill is so much fun.
I know we're talking about the kids and it's got to be PG-13 today, but I've been really into micheladas lately, so I'm right up your alley right there, Wayne. Yeah. Let's see here. Jeffrey Ricker said Clayton needs to show his jalapeno on a stick.
Yeah.
And Shay, where's your puppet at, Shay?
Where's the puppet at?
In my room.
Oh, really? So we got puppets, we got jalapenos on a stick. It sounds like there was a lot of action going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Does anyone have the picture of him wearing the armor?
I do.
That one.
Put it up to the screen if it's on your phone.
It's live on the phone.
Crap.
Kristen, I have to text you the video. It's blackmail.
Oh, yeah. No. So it sounds like you guys had some real fun behind the scenes then, huh? That's so cool.
Man,
just talking about all this fun stuff, like, experiences when you talk about them in hindsight. Yeah, James from X Travel said that same thing about the old mill. But just talking about all this stuff, like after the fact, like must make you guys feel like you want to, like you should have just stayed down there because you already want to go back, right? Because that's the way it's making me feel. Like I need to just get down there.
Yeah,
they definitely make you feel at home. That the owner down there at Old Mill, he was working his tail off. He was, you know, cooking and making sure everyone was happy and doing all this thing. But it was great. After hours, he came out, came on the other side of the bar and had some cocktails with us and hung out. And, you know, he stayed out late and had a great time and shared stories. It was just a great atmosphere.
Yeah, that's super cool, man. What car did you guys take down there? I know Kristen and Wayne, you guys took some Pro R's. What cars did you guys take down there?
We have just a 4-seat Turbo S.
What car did you guys take down there? Go Fast Girls.
We took my truck, GMC 3500.
So you do have room for everybody, right?
Yeah. If need be.
Hopefully back in the Razor next year, if he doesn't get broken.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you guys are going to bring back another dog?
No.
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 I was going to, my next question was going to be, what's its name going to be? Yeah. That's.
No.
Needing fuel.
Oh, that's a good point too. And so like maybe tell us a little bit about some of the logistical stuff that you guys were able to help with being the chase.
Well, more than anything, we were just along for the ride. I mean, because, you know, Wayne already had everything mapped out, and so we were following Mima and Tim, and, you know, whatever they needed, we, you know, block traffic, this, that, the other, you know, in order to
There it is.
Yeah,
there's a picture of Wayne as a knight. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Kelly, for sending that to us.
We'll talk.
That's hilarious, Wayne. We're not going to post that online so that people can share it, should we?
No, I don't think we should.
but that's great that you guys were having fun. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
No, it's all good. You know, it was a blast to see it on the other side and, like, you know, understanding the logistics and, like, trying to plan what they go through in order to try to say, okay, we're meeting at this particular spot and all of a sudden you have to hit a dirt road and then hook it out there for like 6 miles.
They've got it all planned out.
They got it all planned out. It's killer. They use their, what was it, lead nav?
Yeah, lead nav.
Lead nav, and then all of a sudden you just follow Wayne's waypoints and You're right there. So it was super cool. It was a different experience, and
I didn't mind the AC or the no dirt though.
Yeah, that was Bear. What did you have comms and stuff in the car or in the truck?
Yeah, we rugged radios.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so you were dialed in.
Yeah, so we all talk together. Everybody's talking, doing their thing. Where we have to meet, I'm blocking this person, so you know, Mima him can get over. Running down the highway, whatever it may be. So it worked out great. It was super bitching.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So was there any casualties of war?
No, it was just one. Yeah, the one clutch. And then the last, Santo Tomas. So someone made it within 2 miles of the end of the ride. And
out of fuel.
Yeah, he had to get loaded up on a trailer. Mysteriously, an upper A-arm broke.
Oh, I got you. It's always mysterious, right? Oh, and yeah, 16RM21 says, what about refueling?
That was at the Shell station. They missed that part.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You guys did it all there. James from X Travel just said, David's mom, ha ha ha, radio. I don't know what that means. Is that a secret?
yeah, they got their money's worth out of the rugged radios.
All of these stories just make me want to be down in Baja celebrating and having fun with you guys. And you know what's the best part about this is everybody goes down there with the same exact mindset. Yeah, we're gonna have a great time, we're gonna eat some good food, and then you come back with these stories that don't match up with what you expected whatsoever, but they're awesome.
Yeah. Something that's super too is the logistics that they have set up with Wayne leading and then his buddy Wingman. They're both super, you know, they know every road down there, and with them in the chase and in the lead, and everyone's so helpful. I blew a belt on the beach, you know, having a little fun, staying wide open for a little too long, and ended up blowing a belt. But you know, everyone stopped, and you know, I offered for everyone to go ahead, and everyone's like, "No, we're gonna make sure you're good and you're back on the road." And it's just really cool, you know, make sure everyone's getting to the next spot.
Never leave a man behind.
Exactly. Yeah, it was really cool. You know, it makes everyone on the ride feel like, you know, instead of them being nervous, oh, I'm not going to know where I'm going or whatever. Everyone knows, you know, we all got each other's back. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm just gonna address the elephant in the room, though. Good job blowing a belt, Polaris Razor guy.
I know.
I know OR the entire time and never even got above 180, I think.
Yeah.
So.
And we were doing donuts on the beach. I know, right?
Gotta go.
Totally my fault. Yeah, I'll take full
responsibility. He gets too excited.
It's too excited.
Everybody's getting all amped up, sending pictures. I think that everybody wants a blackmail Wayne.
Teddy bear, I found.
Oh yeah, that's a teddy bear.
Yeah. So Doug's little girl lost her teddy bear, and I found it near the bar. So it stayed in my back pocket in the bar for quite a while. But I did retrieve the teddy bear.
Dustin says Wayne does not leave home without his teddy bear. Dude, that's funny, man. But like, see all of these little things, it can take 30 seconds for something like this to happen, but it's so meaningful because you can remember it and talk shit about it the rest of the time, right?
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on and hanging out and talking with us. I don't know if there's anything else that I have to ask you guys about it. You guys have pretty much sealed me in. If I don't have something on my schedule, I'm loading up that Pro R and going down there with you guys. So do you guys have anything else that you want to let us know about the trip?
You got a Pro R now?
I do.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just fun. It's an adventure. You know, it's one of those adventures where, you know, you're like, oh, we're supposed to be at the hotel at 7 for dinner. Yeah, but the sunset's really nice on the beach right now. And then that.
People keep asking for it, Wayne. People keep asking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, before you know it, you're wearing a knight's costume looking for a jousting competition.
Weird. That's perfect, man. That's exactly the time I'm looking for, so I would love to have that. what about you guys? All right, so maybe Go Fast Girls, you guys could give me a little bit of info on what I missed or if I missed anything, and then Cadence and David can tell us as well.
Well, obviously you missed the trip.
Yeah, no. Clearly.
all in all, I mean, like,
They did an amazing job.
The whole experience of going down there and, like, due to the fact is I was one of the first ones down there at the orphanage. And then I got to experience that last year when we got to drive our racers. But this year, all the kids were already out there and I was the first truck in and got to see all this happen. And then I video recorded everybody coming in, all 30 cars coming in.
These kids were like,
and everybody was screaming and waving and you know, it just gave you goosebumps. That was the rad thing. Like I have it on right now. I have chicken skin right now. All my hair.
Barry, you should post that video or send us that video so we could post it on Instagram. That would be an amazing video to be able to see.
Yeah, it's killer. I mean, it's super rad. And then once you get the guy, once guys, kids, everything in the cars and loading them in, and they're taking them out to the wash and going out and driving and, you know, doing donuts and this, that, and the other. Obviously, Wayne doesn't want that to happen that much because we're supposed to keep it slow. But then there's a couple other ones that want to go really fast. But anyways, long story short, that is the best part. I mean, like the kids just ear to ear. I mean, everybody's just, it's over the top. It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah, totally. All right, Dave and Cadence, I'll let you go in just a second. Let me get through some of these comments. So Wayne, again, with the night shirt, Patty's going to make shirts for that with that picture on it next year. So,
Thank you, Patty.
Yeah, way to keep it going. And his Go Fast Girl is going to start making puppy clothing for little Banyo. That's actually a pretty cool, pretty cool business opportunity right there. I can't believe you named him Banyo.
How did Banyo?
Well, they found him in a bathroom.
Yeah, at the gas station.
Well, I've come from there.
Better. I can just see it. Like we're all just sitting in the pits. You guys are by the trailer, and somebody's just yelling, "Banyo, Banyo, Banyo!"
Where's Banyo?
Everybody's looking around for a dude that's like running to the bathroom, but they're looking for the dog. all right. So, David and Cadence, maybe you could give us your last thoughts.
The only thing I wanted to touch on is like it was so awesome. To have people that have been to Mexico a bunch of times. And like I brought my girlfriend, she's never even been into Mexico. And it's an amazing trip for anybody, you know, that if you've never been or you've been 100 times, it's still exciting. It's still fun. And the experience is always amazing. So anyone who hasn't tried it, I definitely recommend it.
So that's actually something that we should probably touch on, Wayne and Kristen, before we sign off then is for somebody like me, I've been down to Mexico a bunch of times. I pre-ran a bunch of times. So I know it a little bit different or a little bit better than most people. But if anybody that wants to go has never been down there, maybe they don't even have a passport yet. Maybe they're going to buy their first UTV this year. Kind of give us a little bit of an understanding of what they can expect overall, or if they should maybe take a little bit of training courses or be prepared a little bit more before they go down there.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you definitely want to have the wherewithal of the car and respect what we're doing down there and the speeds that you're going, because in Mexico, there's no, you know, you can't just rush over to the hospital. You can't, you know, call a paramedic, you're on the beach. So you have to respect the vehicle and where you're at and the roads and stuff like that. So, like, be prepared to work on it too. We tell people you have to have, you know, spare belt, have to have a spare tire, you have to have a radio. There's certain things that you have to have. Helmets are mandatory on our rides, like no questions asked. I don't care if it's the law or not. It's just good common sense to wear a helmet in a UTV. So we make sure everyone has a helmet. We try to be as safe as possible, given that we're doing a pretty dangerous thing to begin with. So we want to make sure everyone has fun. And if we can eliminate people getting hurt, if a car breaks down, it's no big deal. It's just, that's a story. That's an adventure. But when someone, that's not good. Yeah. So we want to make sure safety is the number one thing.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Well, thank you. That's good. That clears up a lot of stuff. Actually, people are already commenting in about it. Respect the houses, respect the trails, respect the people of Mexico, because they're allowing us to do all that stuff too. All right. Well, thank you very much for hanging out with us and doing all that stuff. I know you guys got to get going and got some family stuff you guys have to do. Wayne and Kristen, is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we bail out?
One thing before, if you go down into Mexico, bringing a trailer or a razor or whatever it may be, make sure you have the original registration, not a copy.
It's true.
Yep.
Yeah. Original registration. And Mexican liability insurance is the law down there. So Ride Baja Mexican Insurance is who we use, and that's who we recommend. But obviously, you might want to get beyond liability only to protect your assets. But for sure, it's the law to at least have liability insurance down there.
Yeah.
Not in there. It has to be Mexican liability insurance. A lot of people don't know that.
Yep, and there's all kinds of stuff. So you can check out Kristen's company, Baja Bound Insurance. You can also check them out. And then I also offer a pro tip to everybody. Go buy an Apple AirTag. It's $100, and you can put it on your RZR and on your trailer and on your truck, and you can always see it. Yeah. So, okay. Well, thank you guys very much. You guys got anything else, Wayne and Kristen, before we bail out?
No, we're just prepping for Vegas to Reno right now. We're going to leave on Tuesday for that, and we get to qualify this year, which is pretty exciting. We're a little bit nervous, actually. Him and I have been talking about, we've got butterflies, and we don't usually have butterflies for racing anymore, so it's kind of it's a big jump for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a motocross track.
From what I hear, they're building a motocross track to qualify a desert race, so.
Wait, I thought they were just going to use that normal short course track at Prim.
No. Not that I heard. I think they said they're going to build jumps and split lanes and all kinds of okay.
Oh my God, dude, that would be right up my alley. Hey, can I qualify for you guys?
Why not?
No, that sounds super cool though. I will see you guys up there at Vegas Reno. I think it's going to be a fantastic time. Anybody else? Bear, you guys going? Cadence?
We'll be there.
Yeah, we're prepping the car right now. We'll be there.
Sweet. How about you guys?
No, we won't be there this year.
It's going to be a good time, man. You're going to be missing out. If you guys get some time, head up there. All right. Well, thank you guys very much. We'll all see you guys at the races somewhere. We really appreciate it. And please keep up the good work, man. You're making the off-road industry as a whole look very, very good. So we really appreciate everything that you guys are doing, setting everything up, getting everything going to, you know, you, Wayne and Kristen, all the Matlocks. And then obviously everybody that's joining and lending a hand, because it really, really makes us as a whole industry look a lot better. So you guys are really helping out.
Thank you. So are you going to Vegas Reno, George?
I am.
Are you going to be in Reno on Saturday?
I don't know.
Because we're doing we're taking our whole program, our whole team, a bunch of guys from Polaris and everything. We're all going floating down the Truckee River.
No way.
Why did I want to go?
Yeah.
Oh, look. She beat me to shotgun already. What the heck, man?
I told you I'm good.
Oh, dude. I bet you rock, paper, scissors, I would lose right now. Wayne, thank you very much for the invite. I will do my best if I'm up there on Saturday. It depends on where I end up, but yeah, so sounds good. I really appreciate the offer. But please, like I said before, everything that you guys are doing, let us know anytime. We would love to keep talking about how much you're making the industry better. This is an amazing thing that you guys are doing, so thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see all you guys later. See you at the races.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
All right, so we're going to sign off. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. Really appreciate it. It's so good to see the off-road industry as a whole. Thank you to all of our sponsors, the guys over at KMC Wheels. You can see Rhino, regular Rhino's car right behind us here. Got some nice KMC wheels on it. Obviously, Evolution Power Sports, Motul. You can buy their oil change kits. Thank you very much to Zoland Racing Products, the guys over at Maxxis Tires. We're going to reveal some stuff at Vegas to Reno. That's going to be a fun little deal. I think I said Zoland Racing Products already. The guys at Vision Canopies, thank you very much to them as well. Thank you to the guys over at Shock Therapy for supporting the show. And thank you to the guys over at Cryo Heat.
Thanks for listening to The Dirt Life Show. See you next week.